currently, out of the 57 fish stocks in the Irish fleet fishes, I think 53 of them are caught predominantly within UK waters, which means that there's going to be a huge impact if the UK excludes the European Union fleet from its waters after they leave the EU. And this will have a massive impact, and the impact won't be as large on the UK fleet. There is no access to European waters, so that reason is vitally important that the government makes fishing a priority in the negotiations.
We know that 11,000 jobs are sustaining coastal areas, a lot of which here are in Donegal. Are they under a very real threat now in the wake of Brexit?
If you look at Inclybegs, the most important species caught for Inclybegs and for work in the factories is the mackerel. And currently about 67% of the Irish mackerel quota is actually caught in UK waters. With a huge value and also a huge knock-on effect in terms of available for workers in the Clybegs area. And if you also look then as well, the prawn fishery is a very important fishery for the whitefish fleet in Ireland, and the vast majority of that is actually caught in UK waters as well. So that's the kind of impact that it could have if the UK withdraws from the EU and excludes EU vessels from its own waters and from fishing within its waters, which is they're making soundings that they intend to do that. And in recent times, the UK said that they're going to withdraw from the London Fisheries Convention, which is a convention signed up to in the 1950s, along with Ireland, which allows access to neighbouring fleets to waters. No, and if they do that, I think Ireland needs to consider our position as well. And in terms of that, then we need to make a very strong case at a European level to ensure that fishing is high on the priority in the negotiations.